schools are now open in about half the country. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Though more than 36 million Americans already voted before Election Day, according to an AP tally.
You must vote Republican in a giant red wave that we've all been hearing about.
Former President Trump rallied in Ohio and teased a big announcement a week from today, perhaps that he's running again in 2024. President Biden says he is optimistic Democrats will do well today.
I think it's going to be tough, but I think we can. I think we'll win the Senate. I think the House is tougher.
And he said keeping control of the House is tougher than the Senate because polls have suggested big wins for the GOP today. Senate control comes down to several close races, like in Pennsylvania, where Democrat John Fetterman is battling Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Acting Pennsylvania Secretary of State Lee M. Chapman says the polls close at 8.
And for all in-person voters, remember, if you are in line to vote by 8 p.m., stay in line. You will be allowed to cast your ballot.
The Department of Justice says it will be monitoring 64 jurisdictions in 24 states to ensure compliance with federal voting rights laws. Five of those are in Pennsylvania. In Pittsburgh, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The defense will call more witnesses today at the trial of the members of the Oath Keepers group charged with seditious conspiracy for their roles in last year's Capitol riot. The founder, Stuart Rhodes, testified a second day saying it was stupid for some members to storm the Capitol, opening the door for their persecution. But he again claimed President Biden's election was illegal and invalid. You did not wake up a Powerball loser. Nobody lost or won. The record $1.9 billion jackpot. There was a problem in the drawing last night.
One of the participating states, they won't say which one, has not met all of the required security protocols in closing out ticket sales. Powerball now says the drawing will take place later today.
That's Fox's Jack Callahan, and they will post that drawing on the Powerball website and its YouTube channel. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Now, we mentioned Republicans optimistic they'll win control of the House in these midterm elections, and here's a breakdown.
Democrats currently control the House of Representatives 220 to 212, with three vacant seats. The Fox News Power Rankings projects Republicans to take control by 19 seats, with a best-case scenario of holding 249 seats. Some unusual races could propel the GOP. Currently, the party has no members of the House representing New England. Today, races in Connecticut, Maine, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island are all in play. Democrats, though, have some unlikely opportunities as well, with candidates having the edge in House races in Alaska and Kansas, districts that normally lean Republican. Fox News has the Democrats' best-case scenario at 212 seats, which is still below the 218 majority threshold. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Later this week, President Biden will be leaving the country. He'll head to that climate change summit going on in Egypt.
Wealthy nations have faced a barrage so far at COP27. Poorer countries demanding money to deal with natural disasters blamed on carbon emissions caused by the rich. But in a moment of respite, the president of Malawi Tuesday praised leaders present for simply showing up. Meanwhile, in London...
I'm on a gantry at Junction 31. Northbound of the M25.
Protesters from Just Stop Oil brought parts of the highway circling London to a standstill in the morning rush hour. Police closed the road in several places. It's the second day they've done this. One British government minister said activists had a point, but they should not be causing this disruption. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Speaking of oil, the price is down nearly a dollar today. Gas is unchanged. AAA's national average for regular still around $3.80 per gallon. That is a nickel more than last week, but a dime less than a month ago. On Wall Street, stock futures are up modestly. On Monday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens beat the New Orleans Saints 27-13. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.